在教会的早期
In the early days of Christianity,
罗马的政府看见教会开始来到去成长
The Roman Empire saw that Christians kept growing.
所以他们就派出了一个官长叫做 Pinkley the Younger.
So then they sent this governor, Pinkley the Younger,
去调查一下这个信仰究竟是什么一回事
To try to understand what is it about this religion.
他们需不需要趁早来到去打压，来到去控制，来到去处理这个的问题？
Is there something that they need to do to control or stop this religion from growing?
当这个的官长开始来到去探索这个的信仰的时候，
When this governor tried to start to understand this religion,
他就写了一个报告给他的上级。
He wrote this report to his superiors.
他说这个的信仰其实没有什么特别之处。
Basically, he said that there's nothing really special about this religion.
这帮的人也都没有在社会里面做任何的恶事。
These people, these Christians, weren't doing bad things in society.
反而在很多时候在公益的事上面他们有份。
In fact, they actually contributed a lot to social causes.
虽然他们不参与当时的人那种的敬拜，
Even though they don't participate in the societal activities,
但他们所相信的只不过是一些好像死人复活一般的神话。
What they believe is kind of myths about people rising from the dead.
所以当时的政府不需要特别拿一些资源去处理这个的问题。
So his conclusion was that the government shouldn't waste resources to try to control this religion.
由得佢自生自滅就可以。
Just let it do its thing.
但喺好短嘅时间嘅里边，这个被罗马政府所忽视嘅这个嘅宗教。
But over a very short period of time, this religion that hasn't been the focus of the Roman Empire,
就颠覆咗、推翻咗整个罗马嘅政权。
Was toppling this entire empire.
基督教成为了罗马的国教。
Christianity became the religion of the Roman Empire.
中间究竟发生了什么事呢？
What happened in between?
其实一个原因就是说，我们的生命需要有一个信仰。
One reason is because our lives, we just need a religion.
因为人生最严重、最需要面对的问题。
Because the gravest matter that we have to face in humanity is not that wealth hasn't been distributed evenly, is not that social hierarchy isn't justified, not even political power and its distribution.
人生真正要面对的问题就是我们的死亡。
But the question that we really have to answer is that of death.
没人能够保证我们会有一个明天。
Nothing can guarantee we have a tomorrow.
所以到头来，人生命那个问题的处理。
So the answer or the handling of this matter
就紧要过我们所有其他的思想，其他的安排。
Overpowers every other consideration we have in life.
当然有人说我们只要每日活得最好。
Some people might say we just need to live our days to our fullest.
将我们的每一天活得最开心，这样就可以处理咯。
So that we can just live a happy day, happy life every day.
可惜的就是如果我们真的能够活得这么开心的话。
But unfortunately, even if we were able to do that,
我们的日子确实是有限。
Our days are numbered.
我们不能够为自己增长多一日的生命。
We're unable to increase one more day of our lifetime.
有时我们会想，如果我们多一些的财富拥有，多一些的成就，那我们的生命就有意义，活得值得。
Some people may say we can just possess more things, increase our achievements, or have more recognition.
但正如一个的提醒，无论我们所有的是什么，无论我们成就的是什么，我们都不能够将它带走。
But unfortunately, no matter how great we are, how much stuff we owe, we just can't take them with us.
我们仍然是赤身而来，赤身而去。
We came naked, we leave naked.
有时我们会说，那我们就钻研哲学，追求知识。
then somebody might say, well, why don't we just study philosophies or go after more knowledge?
但是这样足不足够我们面对这个生死的问题呢？
Are those things enough to help us answer this question of death?
因为每一个的哲学，当他来到去思想人生的问题的时候，
Because every school of philosophy, when it comes to this question of life and death,
第一样东西知道的就是我们不能够有所有的答案。
It just knows that we don't have all the answers.
我们在这个渺小的世界里面，我们能够认识得到多少呢？
We're so small and part of this universe, we just don't know much.
所以每一个认真的反省，
So every serious consideration and reflection of life
带给我们的只是我们在这个安静里面那种的无奈，
concludes that we are in quiet desperation.
所以永远到头来，当我们要研究这个生死的问题的时候，
So that eventually, whenever we have to answer this question about life and death,
我们只能够从一个宗教的角度来到去研究。
We go back to the realm of religion.
而宗教也都用很多不同的形式来到去处理面对这个生命的问题。
And different religions actually use a variety of different ways to answer this same question.
在当年近东文化最发达的地方，
In the eastern side, in the ancient time where it's most cultured,
巴比伦中间的 Gilgamesh 故事，
In the Babylon epic, the myth, there's the story of Gilgamesh.
这个的王者，这个的英雄，在他那个的时候，他所向无敌。
This king was unbeatable in his time.
他和他一个的朋友一同在世上过着各样的冒险。
So he was in all types of adventures with his friend.
但是在一次这个的冒险的当中，他朋友放低了自己的生命来到去保护他。
In one of these journeys, his friend died to protect him.
他当时问的问题就是说，我们原来不能够控制生死。
At that moment, he realized no matter how powerful he was not able to control life and death.
所以他用他的余生来到去追求的就是长生不老的方法。
So then he used the rest of his life to go after immortality.
对我们华人来讲，这个故事不是陌生。
This is not an unfamiliar story for us Chinese.
很多时候我们想的就是长生不老。
This topic of immortality.
而这种的故事在各国文化的里面都充满着。
And we see this theme, this immortality story in every culture.
但是我们都知道所有这些故事那个的下场。
But we also know how all these stories end.
就是我们不能得到长生不老的方程式。
That nobody was ever able to get this formula of immortality.
所以另类的一堆的故事就是埃及人和印度教的人的故事。
So therefore, there are other types of story, and one such is the story of the Egyptians.
他们希望得到的就是这种轮回转世的延续。
What they were hoping is the story of rebirth.
埃及人之所以要建立他们那些的金字塔。
The reason that they have to build all these pyramids,
原来金字塔在他心目中不是一个坟墓来的。
To them, the pyramids weren't tombs.
而是教帮助那些皇帝转世轮回的一个机器。
But it's really a machine to help the kings to reincarnate and reborn.
在这个金字塔里面，他们进入这个黑暗。
So in the pyramids, they enter into darkness.
来到去面对这个死亡。
And to face death.
但他们相信的就是在这个过程里面，他们可以用他们的法术。
And what they believe is in that process, they can use their magic.
来到在第二天与这个太阳再一次的升起。
So then the next day when the sun rises, they too will be reborn.
但是这个又是不是一个答案？
And obviously we know, is that the true answer?
有人说过转世的一个遗憾。
Some people say that reincarnation is upsetting.
就是将我们本我们这些生命里面所有的一切我们都需要放低忘记。
Is because you have to forget everything that was in your life before?
難道咁樣就處理咗生命呢個嘅問題咩？
So how is that a good answer to life and death?
我哋生命裏邊有苦與樂。
Our lives has joy and sadness.
而到頭來，如果我哋將苦與樂都要放棄。
But if you have to let go of these things,
咁呢個新生嘅我再係咪我自己咧？
Then is the reborn me the same me?
亦有部分嘅佛學嘅思想。
There's also the answer from the Buddhists.
所講嘅就係我哋要接納死亡。
To say that we have to accept death.
佛學中有一個咁樣嘅故事。
So there's a story in Buddhism.
就係有一個嘅媽媽，佢抱住一個剛剛出世但係已經夭折嘅嬰孩。
So a mom was holding her baby who's already dead at birth.
佢點都唔肯放手。
She was not willing to let go.
佢尋求任何嘅方法叫呢一個嘅嬰孩再次活過來。
She was trying to find any way she can to have the baby be born again.
佢去到當時嘅一個嘅高僧面前嚟到作呢個嘅要求。
So she went to this high monk for a request.
而嗰個嘅僧人同佢所講嘅就係話，或者我有辦法嘅。
Then the monk kind of said, maybe I have a way.
只要你能夠出去。
As long as you go out.
喺一家沒有經歷過死亡嘅人手中接十粒嘅芝麻。
So go to a household that has not faced death and take 10 pieces of sesame from them.
我就可以叫呢個嬰孩活過來。
Then I can make this baby alive again.
嗰個嘅母親滿懷希望，去到周圍佢所有嘅人家，識同唔識都去。
So this mother was hopeful. She went to every single house she can.
而大家見到佢個苦況都話：我極願意俾十粒芝麻過嚟。
So everyone said, I'm willing to give you sesame.
但係當佢講要從一個嘅家庭沒有經歷過任何嘅死亡嘅手中接過呢十粒芝麻嘅時候。
But when it had to be from a household that had never experienced death,
大家只能夠同佢講嘅就係話，
Everybody said to her,
我哋冇辦法。
We just can't help.
因為喺我哋嘅生命嘅裏邊，我哋同樣要經歷生死。
Because all of us had gone through experienced death.
最後佢翻到去呢一個嘅僧侶面前。
So she returned to this high monk.
交出佢嬰孩嘅屍體。
And passed him the baby's corpse. Now I understand, she says.
我哋沒法逃過生死。
We just cannot escape death.
我哋只能夠接受佢嘅存在。
We can only accept that it exists.
但係呢種嘅接受又係咪一個解決？
So is this acceptance an answer to life and death?
今日我哋喺呢個嘅地方，我哋睇另外一個嘅故事，另外一個嘅橋段。
So today in this chapel, we look at another story.
我哋讲嘅就系喺基督教嘅传统嘅里边，我哋如何处理呢个生死嘅问题。
We're looking at how the Christian tradition answers this question of life and death.
刚刚我哋所读嘅经文。
The Bible verse that we just read.
耶稣喺嗰个地方所讲嘅。
Jesus said.
就系话复活在我，生命也在我。
I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
The one who believes in me will live even though they die.
信我的人必永远不死。
And whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
这话你相信吗？
Do you believe this?
这个故事的背景就是讲到耶稣有一个朋友。
The background of the story is Jesus' friend.
叫做拉撒路。
Lazarus.
当佢死亡嘅时候，
when he died，
佢嘅家人要求耶稣去救佢。
His family requested Jesus to save him。
当耶稣去到佢哋中间，拉撒路已经死了。
But when Jesus arrived, Lazarus had already died。
而耶稣所讲嘅就系话，原来生命死亡嘅权柄系掌握喺佢嘅手上。
And what Jesus said was, death is in his hand。Life and death are both in his hand.
当时呢啲家人冇人明白耶稣所讲嘅系乜嘢。
And nobody understood what Jesus meant at that point.
佢哋只能讲佢哋相信有一日佢嘅兄弟会从死里复活过嚟。
And they thought he meant that one day their brother will rise again in Jesus.
喺嗰下嘅里边，耶稣叫喺坟墓里边嘅拉撒路出翻嚟。
But at that point, Jesus asked Lazarus to come back out alive from the tomb.
但系呢个故事唔系完喺嗰一度。
But the story didn't end there.
因为耶稣所俾我哋嘅应许，唔系单系话我哋间唔中死亡嘅时候就会从坟墓里边行翻出嚟。
Because the promise of Jesus is not that we'll just walk out from death.
我哋要嘅唔系一个长生不老嘅生命。
What we're after is not just immortality.
耶稣要处理嘅系呢个人生死嘅问题，一次过将佢完全嘅消灭，将死亡消灭。
And what Jesus had to accomplish was to overcome death once and for all for everyone.
而佢所做嘅咧
？And what did he do?
佢就系承担起众人嘅罪。
He took on everybody's sins.
喺十字架上边将佢致死。
To let it die on the cross with him.
佢面对住呢一个嘅坟墓里边嗰一个嘅幽暗。
He faced the threat of the tomb himself.
因为坟墓就系一个嘅时间同埋空间最后嘅一个嘅囚狱。
Because the tomb is that last threat of life, and the threat of ending time of our life.
而佢最后所做嘅，
and the last deed that he did,
就系从呢一个嘅败坏，呢个腐败嘅嗰个嘅权柄，嗰一个嘅牢狱嘅里边，佢释放出嚟。
Was to be released from this prison of corruption.
经过佢从死里复活，
and that he rose from the dead.
上个礼拜喺呢个嘅地方，我哋所讲嘅就系耶稣骑驴进城嗰一刻。
Good Friday, we said Jesus entered Jerusalem.
Palm Sunday,
we said Jesus entered Jerusalem.
喺呢个至圣嘅一周嘅里边。
In this Holy Week.
喺嗰日棕榈主日嘅时候。
So in the Palm Sunday.
耶稣就系对死亡同埋呢一个嘅腐败、呢个嘅败坏嚟到去宣战。
Jesus was basically calling war on life and death.
无论系肉体嘅败坏，无论系这个道德上面的败坏。
It was a battle both physically and morally.
到头来带来的就是死亡的恶果。
And at the end, it was facing this wager of sin.
在这个礼拜的里面，经过耶稣基督拯救的工作。
So throughout this week, we experienced Jesus' redemption.
透过十字架上面的死亡。
Through his death on the cross.
坟墓里边嗰一个嘅停息
，the stoppage of time in the tomb，
而讲到喺礼拜日嘅时候，佢从死里复活过来
，and that he rises on Sunday。
人行入佢嘅坟墓之中，话主已经唔喺呢度啦，佢已经复活了。
When people went into his tomb, they declared he wasn't there anymore. He had risen。
喺嗰一个嘅礼拜天。
On that very Sunday,
在那一个复活的主日,
on that Sunday of Jesus' resurrection,
耶稣说他已经胜过一切,
he said that he's claimed victory over everything.
罪不再掌权,
sin is not overpowering anymore.
死亡的毒钩亦都被拿走,
the power of death has been removed.
上帝的生命, 他的亮光得着完全的胜利。
The eternal life of God has claimed victory.
当然有时我们会问的。
Sometimes we would ask.
那跟我们有什么关系呢?
What does that have to do with me?
如果耶稣基督胜过死亡。
Yeah, okay, Jesus had victory over death.
不等于我们胜过死亡。
Doesn't mean that we also have victory over death.
死亡仍然在我们旁边来到去活跃。
We're still having to answer or face death.
死亡在今日这个时候就在世上各个不同的地方在这里发生着。
Every minute, every day, there is death happening all over the world.
耶稣基督怎样战胜死亡而将这个的生命的礼物给过我们呢?
How did Jesus' defeat of death be passed to us as a gift?
圣经跟我们所说的。
What the Bible told us is,
就是说只要我们看回我们今天在这个地方所举行的浸礼
Let's just look at the baptism we witnessed today.
这个浸礼就是一个的解释。
This is the explanation of how.
解释了我们如何得住这个生命的礼物。
To tell us how we can receive this gift of life.
浸礼那个的表征。
What is symbol, what baptism symbolizes,
就是藉着我们将个人浸入水里面的时候,
is that when we get immersed into water,
表明我们已经与耶稣基督同死,
it symbolizes that we died with Jesus,
而且一同埋葬,
and are buried with Jesus,
并从死里面复活过来,
and as well we resurrect along with Jesus.
透过我们与主的信心,
through the faith we have in God,
我们与这个生命的主结连,
we connect with the God of life.
祂的生命就是我们的生命,
His life becomes ours.
祂的荣耀成为我们的荣耀,
His glory becomes ours.
祂赐给我们的这个盼望成为了我们今天的盼望,
The hope that He gives us becomes our hope today.
我们要与耶稣基督同死同埋葬并且同复,
We die and we get buried and we resurrect with Jesus.
将我们的生命的罪性致死,
so that we too can claim victory over sin.
将我们生命里面的过犯放在主的面前, 求祂饶恕拿走,
because Jesus forgives all these sins we put before him.
求主教我们等候,
we pray that God helps us to wait.
我们生命一个的腐败,
to overcome the corruption of this life,
我们肉体上面的腐败,
the physical, the flesh, how it is corrupting,
我们已经在上帝的面前放下,
we put all that down before Jesus.
我们等候的就是我们穿上这个新造的人,
and we wait to put on this new life that Jesus gives us,
在永恒的荣耀的里面,
to live in eternal glory,
与主同心同,
to be connected with God in eternity.
有人会想,
somebody might think,
这个的信念是真实的吗?
Is this belief real?
但是经过了几千年的历史,
but over thousands of years of history,
当年在罗马人的眼中视为一个老虎之言的那种传奇故事,
the old wives' tale in the eyes of the Roman Empire,
今天仍然在我们的中间来到去流传着,
today is still being told.
在今天这一个的时候,
so at this very time today,
世上千万的信徒,
millions of Christians,
一同从我们心里面来到去道出我们那个的盼望,
all proclaim this hope within their hearts.
主耶稣基督已经复活了,
that the belief is Jesus has risen.
在我们的生命里面是何等的真实,
and this is a reality in all of these Christians' lives.
我们今天坐在这个地方就是见证这个真实,
all of us sitting here today is to witness that same very fact.
在世界各落不同的教会,
across every church around the world,
不同的宗派,
all different denominations.
在今天里面我们放低我们所有对圣经的理解的不同,
we put down all of our different interpretations of the Bible.
我们一同只是说一句的说话, 基督耶稣已经复活了,
and we proclaim in unity that Jesus has risen.
而祂活在我们的生命的当中,
and he is living in our heart right now.
不同文化, 不同语言, 不同血统,
all the different cultures, the languages, our ethnicity,
我们却有一同的信心,
we have the same faith.
有什么力量能够将一个这样的故事传流到今天?
What kind of power does it take to pass on this story from thousands of years ago?
而我们不只是叙述这个故事,
and we're not just repeating the narrative.
我们是这个故事里面的一部分,
we are part of the story.
我们继续来到去写着这个的故事,
because we contribute to the writing of this story.
与耶稣基督一同来到去活出这一个荣耀的生命,
by living out Jesus' glory in our everyday life.
是不是我们中间每一个人,
so I want to ask, is everybody among here,
都需要为这个生死的解决,
need to answer this question of life and death.
为圣经所俾我哋提供嘅嗰一个嘅答案。
And to answer to this Bible's answer to life and death.
唔系只系一个言语上边、意识上边嘅一个嘅答案。
It's not just a theoretical answer.
而系有着活着嘅主嚟到喺我哋嘅生命嘅当中带领住我哋。
It is an answer that is actualized by Jesus living in us every day.
好像头先啊 Mabel 同我哋所讲嘅嗰个嘅分享。
As the witness that was given by Mabel today.
嗰一个嘅宣言。
Her proclamation.
我已经接受耶稣基督为我嘅救主，并我生命嘅主宰。
That she has accepted Christ as her personal savior and her Lord.
耶稣基督喺呢下嘅里边向我哋每一个人都作出同样嘅邀请。
And Jesus gave us this same invitation.
我哋可以得着呢一个应许。
We can receive this same promise.
活出呢一个嘅承诺。
To live out this promise.
让我一同低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱天父，让我哋嚟到你嘅面前。